C. A short history of Great Britain. People have lived in Britain since the early Stone Age. At that time, Britain was not an island. Celtic tribes settled in Britain around 700 BC. The Celts are the ancestors of many people in Highland Scotland, Wales, Cornwall, and Ireland today. Celtic leaders were often women. One famous leader was Boadicea. She and her tribe destroyed the Roman town of Londinium, London, in about AD 60. Why did she do this? Because the Romans had taken her land and flogged her and her daughters. In revenge, she led an army that killed about 30,000 people and burned London to the ground. The Roman Emperor Julius Caesar came to Britain in 55 BC to see what the island was like. The Romans then occupied most of England and Wales in AD 43, but not Scotland. The people who lived there, the Picts and the Scots, were tough warriors. Emperor Hadrian decided they should build a wall along the border between England and Scotland to protect the Romans. The Romans stayed in Britain until AD 409. When they left, new people attacked Britain. The first ones were the Angles and the Saxons. The Celts lost their fight against them and fled to Wales, Scotland, and Cornwall. The last group of people to invade Britain was the Normans in 1066. They were descendants of Vikings who lived in northern France. Their leader became known as William the Conqueror because he and his army defeated the English. The Norman conquest is very important in English history. The Normans spoke French, of course. This slowly changed the language spoken in England in 1066, and it helped turn it into the English language we speak today. The Empire. Colonisation started in the 17th century. By the 19th century, Britain had colonies all over the world. People used to say, "The sun never sets on the British Empire." That is because British colonies covered over 25% of the surface of the earth. So it was always daytime in at least one of them. Most of the colonies became independent in the 20th century. Nearly all of them joined the Commonwealth of Nations. This is an association of former colonies plus Great Britain. The Commonwealth has 54 member states.